T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
A lot of stories, a lot of Q&A, a lot of fun, and it's going to be just a really good time. We do it up in that barn in that reception area that they have there, and it's just beautiful, spectacular view. And then the next one we have is going to be in Chippewa Falls. That's on August 13th. That's at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club. So if you can make that one, go to TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com. We're coming back to the Eau Claire area and the Chippewa Falls area as well. So, again, go to TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com. That's TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com. We'll be back right after this. Ah, the Traeger Grill. Mine's going to be fired up tonight. You better believe it. A few scattered rain showers in the area later this evening, but it looks as if I'm going to be able to dodge some of the raindrops and do a little grilling. Still a lot of blue sky above me. I see a few gray clouds in the area, but that's it. It's a nice day. Nice day. Loving it. I know there's a couple of bike nights going on tonight, too. LD's Barbecue, great place out in East Troy. They do a big bike night out there now, and that's back and running. There's a few things that when you talk about senses of normalcy, they're fantastic. By the way, when you see LD, congratulate the guy, man. The guy had cancer, battled it, and apparently things are good. So say a little prayer that it stays that way. He has started a tremendous business from what used to be just a small food truck, and now when it comes to barbecue and such, he just owns it down there. He's just such a good, good guy. So if you're out and about tonight, maybe you're doing a bike night tonight, heading in that direction, that's a great place to go. And that's, again, shopping local, you know, supporting a local guy who really could use your help. And just a fantastic story down there in East Troy, Wisconsin. And they got their bike night tonight, I believe. 855-830-8648. However, I'm going to be doing some grilling as well. But I do get down there. As a matter of fact, I was down there over the weekend stopping by. I just picked up some carryout and going down to CLD. But if you're going to do some barbecue as well, you can do it on the Traeger Grill. He actually has smokers down there. He may have a couple of Traeger grills, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it. Talk about being able to use it commercially. Man, oh, man, oh, man, those things are just fantastic. Traeger Grill you can pick up from Ben and his great staff over there at Wauwatosa Ace Hardware, Germantown Ace Hardware, also South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, and even at Harry's Ace Hardware. That is down in Franklin. And there is nothing better than just slow smoking that stuff all day, going out, testing it. Juices are coming out of it. You can smell that barbecue and that smoke flavor, and you just start salivating, thinking about it. So there you go. That's our friends from the Traeger Grill. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk a little bit about, football, a little football. We've been asking the question. Every time we ask it and we do a promo, then all of a sudden something else happens and we go in a different direction. But eventually I want to get back into this. When the Packers drafted Jordan Love, they jumped up to get him. And people were upset that they drafted a quarterback. Had one of the top quality quarterbacks fallen to the Green Bay Packers, would you have reacted differently? I want to get into that scenario. And another one that just came across the wire, and I did this just a little while ago. So there's two different camps. Which camp are you in? We'll ask this tomorrow. If you're in the camp of, let's just scrap 2020, quit trying to force sports. Let's just say we're more now than halfway through the year. Let's just get to the end of the year. Just figure out something else to do with our life. Get to the end of the year. Would you scrap it all if we knew that 2021 was going to start off on the right foot and we were going to go right into baseball? Okay? No NFL, no college, no pitchers or Super Bowl or anything like that, but just straight to pitchers and catchers reporting in February, and then we move through a normal year. Or are you of the essence of, to hell with all of that, I would go back to a stadium right now and pay to watch games or events? So we'll get into that tomorrow, what side of the fence you fall upon, as we get into that discussion tomorrow on the program as well. Tomorrow on the program, also Matt Snyder of CBSSports.com going to talk some baseball with us, and our buddy Hub Arkish of Pro Football Weekly, he is going to be here tomorrow as well. Cleaning up a few emails, this is from Matthew. Matthew writes in Wendy's email inbox. He says, I believe the Bucks are going to win it all. Now, will we have a social distancing championship celebration, or are we all going to crowd to the Fiserv Forum Square? You know what? I forgot to mention this the other day, yesterday, but over the weekend I was eating dinner and I ran into, was visited for a moment by Peter Fagan. And great to see Peter, and for all the work that him and the Bucks have done in sending out meals to frontline workers and such, and they're just great people. But they are just, because he was there getting picking up some dinner for some of the players and the families that are all staying together, trying to remain quarantined as they get ready to head down to Florida. And it was just an interesting conversation when you get into the discussion of the NBA and if the Bucks should win and what they're going to do championship-wise if indeed they have a championship to celebrate. Because I'm not going to put the cart before the horse. I'm not going to say they will. I'm just simply saying that if they do, what are we going to do? That's a great question. Maybe tomorrow or in future shows we figure out what logistically we should be doing when it comes to hoisting a championship trophy for the Milwaukee Bucks, and how hollow it would ring for many if you cannot be there when the team arrives to sit up on a podium or a dais somewhere and hoist it and see all the guys and be out there cheering and letting them know how much you support them. So we'll get into that discussion as well. That's a great question, though. Then goes on to say, I can't wait for the day that the Brewers hoist a championship. We've seen it a couple of times in my lifetime for the Green Bay Packers. I would love to see the Badgers also win one in either football or basketball or both. You're not asking for too much, are you? Just give me championships across the board. We'll be good. We're all right in that regard. So I understand where you're coming from, but I think right now we just kind of go one at a time. This one's from Dave. Dave writes, great show today. The Bubba Wallace stuff was powerful. I watched that live yesterday, and it made me tear up. We have come so far as a society with so far yet to go. But I think Dr. King would be proud of what we all witnessed yesterday down at Talladega in the heart of the South. Dave, I can't say I was thinking the exact same thing, but I thought in a guide of where we are as to where we were to where we need to go. I didn't think of Dr. King, but I did think of that yesterday when I was watching that. And you are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. We got a long way to go. But each day, if you can just take one step forward, you'll be a lot better off. Like I said, you're not going to change the world in a day, but if you can change one person's world a day, you're going to do a lot of good along the way. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Or actually, that's it for us. God, I think we have another hour yet to go. Holy mackerel. That is it. Damn. Going to get outside and enjoy the rest of the day. Do a little running around, get back here, do a little grilling. Might even join a few on bike night tonight if the weather holds off. I wouldn't mind doing that as well. There you go. Time for us to get out of here. Have a good one. Soup!
Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.